What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is just after 10:30 on Thursday, means we talk to Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent for CBS, host of The Takeout, which airs on CBS News 24/7. Takeout happens every day. It's awesome. And we've got Major with us, also awesome. How's it going, sir?
Very well, thank you. In addition to the things I pay attention to in Washington, which are numerous, I'm also keeping a very sharp eye on websites like CBSSports.com and ESPN, because today is the trading deadline for Major League Baseball teams, and we're buyers, and I'm very curious what the Padres will be acquiring, because it's going to be a busy day for those who are buying.
They're about to trade Dylan Cease, so you should be aware of that.
So.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to happen. And, in fact, the Cardinals and Padres play tomorrow in California.
Indeed. Yeah. We welcome the Cardinals to San Diego. You were nice hosts in St. Louis.
They're going to say, hey, look at the Sellers are coming to town. We're having a garage sale over here, Major. Everything's for sale. There's a price tag.
Your bullpen is much thinner. It will be much thinner this weekend than it was when we were in St. Louis. Yes.
Well, just not.
But that's what you have to do. You got to retool. You got to replan. And the Cardinals will bounce back. There's no doubt in my mind. It's a great organization.
Well, that's thank
right.
you,
Mark
Major.
The tape.
Now he's buttering us up. So bring us down now.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with
wherever you want to start, Amy.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
How about the new? Like within the last few minutes, I believe that President Trump is giving Mexico more time with the current tariff rates for trade talks before the deadline. So he's adding 90 days to these trade deal talks. And whether it's this one specifically, Major, or just also, you know, your thoughts about the trade deal with Europe and so forth. What can we make of this?
So on the Takeout last night, we had an extensive conversation with one of the president's top trade advisors, Peter Navarro. And I opened the show by sort of describing what the conversation was in the last 6 months and where the data tells us we are economically. And the conversation was tariffs are going to be the ruination of everything and vastly inflationary and could possibly do some other damaging things to the U.S. economy. And the data continues to show that's not what's happened. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, that there won't be some inflation from tariffs, but what Peter Navarro said is the president always believed that the global trading system, if the United States asserted itself, would be able to absorb a tariff rate of 10 to 15%, which is sort of where it's at right now, much higher than it was just a year ago when the average tariff rate for the United States was about 2%. It's about 14.5% now, maybe 14%. So there's more tariff revenue coming in. Countries or their businesses or non-consumers are eating that tariff, and inflation is not raging. It's a little annoying in certain places. Some groceries are expensive. Certainly utility costs are up, and insurance continues to be inflationary. But in the main, things haven't been as bad as so many predicted. And that's sort of where we are with the economic data. It's what the administration said would happen. And I basically gave them some credit for having a story that the president started telling the country in January that's proved more true than the doubters, the skeptics, or the harsh critics. And Peter Navarro said, we will continue to negotiate, and what we negotiate, they will be able to absorb, and they will mostly pay the tariffs. American consumers won't, and there'll be a boost for American industries because they'll be more protected than they were previously, and that will allow for more manufacturing growth, more blue and semi-blue collar jobs in this country. We'll have to watch all those data points, but right now, 6 months in, they're in a better place than many people thought they would be, and their approach on tariffs writ large, though unpredictable, a lot of volatility, has created more of what they said it would than the doubters and critics feared would come to pass.
You know, and it's interesting, too, with the numbers. The Wall Street Journal today called it the weirdest GDP report ever. Because, yes, the economy grew 3% on an annual basis. It added 4.99% to GDP. But imports fell 30%.
Right.
And they said, well, while numbers don't lie, they don't tell the whole story because imports are still crucial to U.S. economic well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 11% of economic growth are attributed to imports. And there were a lot of imports early because there were efforts to beat the tariffs, get things in and on the shelves or in inventories at a lower rate so you can protect your bottom line and your consumers from any price shocks. Okay. Those inventories have basically been bought down and sold out. So the next stage of this economic story is what does the fall and winter look like in terms of inflation and actual costs of actual tariffs that are not moving but are permanent? What are they going to do to the cost structure? Now, the Treasury Secretary says it'll be a one-time shock, easily absorbed, and people will barely notice. That might be true. That might not be true. But based on their track record right now, we have to at least give them, the Trump administration, some sense of deference because they've been more right than wrong so far. All of this, of course, plays into the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is like, this is still sticky and we're not going to lower interest rates. And the markets got a little unnerved yesterday when Jerome Powell wasn't even committing and even sort of beginning to theorize that there might not be a September rate cut, which got people a little nervous. So the data are at times confusing, but wage growth is up. That's not contested. And because it's up, it is outpacing the rate of inflation, which was not true during much of the Biden presidency. So there are parts of this that are, from the administration's point of view, net-net working out.
Senator Josh Hawley voted to advance a bill on congressional stock trading, and the president didn't have a good reaction to it, called him a second-tier senator as a result. So I know they had a meeting, and Hawley said it went well. So what's happening here?
So this was an interesting thing yesterday. It played out on a couple of different levels. We talked about it on my show last night. A couple of reporters who joined me for a conversation about all things politics, in addition to Kamala Harris not running for governor, which means she wants to run for president in 2028. Good luck with that. But on this Josh Hawley question. So Josh Hawley has been pushing this for a long time. And there was a committee meeting yesterday, and it was on the committee website, which Republicans control because they're the majority in the Senate. And it showed a very sharp, angry exchange between Josh Hawley, Senator Jim Lankford of Oklahoma, and Rick Scott, Republican of Florida. Because at one point, Josh Hawley said, I don't have a blind trust. I don't have stocks. I'm not a billionaire. I don't have to do these things, okay? To which Rick Scott said, what are you lashing out at billionaires for? I find this disgusting. I'm condensing the arc of the conversation. But it was a very sharp exchange over sort of what does it mean to be rich? What do you think when you are rich? How do you think about these sort of ethical issues and whether stock trading in Congress is appropriate or inappropriate or not? And it was a big flashpoint. I had to read all of that dialogue on the show last night because the website which had been carrying this encounter live, scrubbed it. Did not repost that video. So you can't watch that video anymore. So that was a Republican sort of trying to bury this spat in full public view between Rick Scott and Josh Hawley about this underlying question. What does it mean to be rich? Do you have softer or more permissive ethical considerations if you are rich than if you aren't, like Josh Hawley? Then Trump weighs in on it all and says, what are you doing, Josh Hawley? I think this is a dumb idea. You're with Nancy Pelosi. Why would you come after the president? Now, here's what's interesting about all that. Just the day before, meaning Tuesday, the president on camera was asked about this question. He said he liked the Hawley legislation, was open to it, thought it was a good idea. The Hawley legislation wouldn't do anything for President Trump, wouldn't threaten him with any investigations, wouldn't cast aspersions on him. But somehow, because he was told or saw that other Democrats are supportive of this Josh Hawley idea, the president went off on a rant. He also went off on a rant against Charles Grassley of Iowa. I don't know if it's pick on Midwestern Republican Senator Week at the White House or not, but the president's picking all sorts of fights as everyone's trying to get out of town for the summer recess. I still think Josh Hawley's legislation on this question of prohibiting members of Congress from trading stocks which they own while they're members of Congress has a better than even chance of passing. But this recent dust-up with the president makes that more problematic than it was just the day before when the president seemingly on camera endorsed it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Major, are you surprised that this bill is receiving so much support? Because it does seem that the information that congressmen and women would get, I mean, it benefits both parties. And generally, when you're in that position, you don't want to pull back the curtain any more than you need to. Are you surprised right. It has this much Democratic support?
No, because it does fit into a question that many Americans reasonably ask. Now, I've covered Congress for a long time, and the place in which information materially affects your equity investments is when it's instantaneous and it's about something that only the company knows. It's insider information, and you buy or sell based on this momentarily super important information. What most members of Congress learn in their legislative process does not fall into that category, okay? And the long arc of what legislation is or isn't going to do and how it affects a certain industry or a certain company often plays out in full public view. In subcommittee hearings, markups, floor consideration, and the like. Companies can see that coming, and they're aware of it. And so it doesn't have that kind of nasty profit motive that insider trading clearly does. That's why insider trading is prohibited. So this is a particular kind of information, and it really played out in COVID. And we, as a country, continue to relitigate all the things that flowed through the COVID experience. And one of them was, if you're a member of Congress, you did hear things about what was going to be shut down or what was happening on a vaccine or what was happening in the public health space that could have very rapid downstream economic impacts, and you might have traded on that information. There's a fair amount of data that suggests members of Congress did. That was a unique situation. That's not the way most bits of information relevant to equities trades flow to members of Congress. But the public wants some guardrails here. And Josh Hawley, responding to that, is an advocate. Democrats, generally speaking, think that there are more wealthy Republicans and more wealthy members of Congress who are Republicans, so it might hurt them more than members of their own party. To me, this seems like a pretty baseline way to run a railroad. I'm not saying members of Congress shouldn't have stocks. They should. That's fine. They shouldn't be prohibited from holding stocks. But there should be ways in which those stocks are handled by a manager or a trustee, and they can't call the trustee with new information and get things sold or bought on a frequent basis, because then that sort of undercuts or undermines the idea of a blind trust. I think people in public office can have all these equities, can hold them, but blindly, and have someone administer them outside of the information flow that uniquely comes to them as a public servant. I think that's a baseline thing. I think most Americans would support that. Getting that through Congress, though, has proved a little bit more difficult.
About a week ago, Speaker Mike Johnson called for an early recess, and that eliminated a vote on the Epstein files. And I know people have not really forgotten about that yet and are still interested in it. So what's been happening lately and what will happen next?
So the House is gone. The Senate's here this week. They're still working through nominations. We'll see how long they stay in town. President wants them to stay a bit longer than they would like to, but they're grinding through executive branch nominations and confirmations. So the House would be the place where this could most rapidly happen, because in the House, there's a particular procedure. It's called a discharge petition. It's privileged. If you have enough votes, you can force something to be considered on the floor. Highly unusual. Leadership always tries to tell its members, don't go for a discharge petition. Let us run the floor because we're the majority party. Everything flows through us. And if you allow a discharge petition sponsored by the minority party, then the majority party loses control. That's a bad thing. Don't do it. Well, there's some indication that there would be enough Republicans merging with enough Democrats on this question of transparency in the Jeffrey Epstein files matter to have that come to the floor against the rule, against the wishes of the Republican leadership when they come back in September. September is going to be a hellacious month in D.C. Got to figure out appropriations to avoid a government shutdown. You're going to have the Epstein matter front and center. You're going to have whatever has been negotiated in terms of trade deals and tariff rates taking real effect on the U.S. economy. All of that is going to roil through the month of September. It's going to be a fractious time, even by D.C. standards in a Trump 2.0 administration.
Major Garrett, anything you want to tell us about the takeout?
It's a great show. It's available on
CBS. Well, we know that.
Streaming 24/7. You can get it on Paramount Plus, but it is also, and this is important, a podcast. It's a daily podcast. So on the podcast feed, if you just want to listen to the show, you can listen to it. And it is getting more and more radio pickup, just as the original takeout did. So it's on great radio stations around the country. I believe they'll be on more as time goes on. So you can find it lots of different ways if you want something that is relentlessly curious and steadfastly non-ideological. The takeout is a place for you.
He's
the best.
Do you have that descriptor ready, or would you just think of it on the spot? Because that's
that's pretty good.
No. That was the way I described the original takeout.
That's good.
Yeah, it's Bob Costian.
It really was.
It's very much Bob Costian. Have fun being a buyer, Major.
Hey, look. I have been a Padre fan since 1969. These are heady and unusual days for us, okay? So we don't have world championships. We're rarely in the playoffs. We're hardly part of these conversations in the long arc of my life with the Padres. So let me enjoy it for the few years that I can.
You can have it.
Oh, okay. You're always a buyer in our hearts, Major.
That's right. We'll sell to you anytime.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, with us every Thursday at 10:30. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.